From KXEI Community Media, this is Research Matters, a program where we get to meet academic researchers in our region. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I have the pleasure of welcoming Lillian Wu, who is a senior in biomedical engineering. Welcome to Research Matters, Lillian.
Thank you for having me.
So Lillian, what lab do you work in? Who's your mentor?
Yeah, my mentor is Dr. Yishak Sohar. His lab is called the Biomicrosystems Laboratory in the Mechanical Engineering Department.
Tell me, what's going on? What do you do in the labs?
Even though I'm a biomedical engineering student, I actually work in the Mechanical Engineering Department because my research is very relevant towards fluid mechanics. We're collaborating with the Cancer Center and we're trying to figure out a way to model prostate cancer outside of the human body as best as we can. We use something called biological microelectromechanical systems. So, yeah.
Okay, so that's what you mean when you say liquid mechanics.
Yes, these microelectromechanical systems, which we shorten to MEMS, is an idea kind of borrowed from electrical engineering when people were fabricating those little chips that go into computers and electronics. And we said, hey, what if we apply these ideas towards biology? We etch incredibly small channels through it. For example, the device I work with, the channels in this device are 1 millimeter wide across and 500 micrometers high. So now that we have this mini, mini channel in it, we go in and we seed cells in there.
It's like a little garden that you're growing.
Yes. Also, a colloquial term I should add, these devices are often called organ on a chip.
Organ on a chip?
Yes. Because you can use this to make lungs, you could use this to make hearts, you know, any gland that you have in mind, you just look at those cell types. Once we can develop that healthy prostate gland model, then we can really start investigating, oh, what happens when we put in cancerous cells in here and how do they invade? Other people in my lab are working with chemotherapies now, so they're actually putting in different chemotherapy drugs in there and seeing how that affects the cancer cells and how effective that is.
This is super interesting because it's like you're basically running a bunch of simulations.
Exactly. Once this is fully developed, it really has the potential to one day make personalized cancer treatments for patients. We could take a small biopsy of a patient's cancerous cells and grow them in a device and then test different chemotherapies there and make them a very personalized regimen without going through the costs that it takes for chemotherapy, and not to mention all of the physical stress.
Right, the broad sweeping wipeouts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So what are you going to do after you graduate?
I plan to spend my next year after I graduate applying to medical school. I want to work in biotechnology so that one day I can incorporate that into my practice as a clinical doctor.
Lillian, you're a doctor of the future.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Research Matters. Our guest today has been Lillian Wu. Thank you so much, Lillian, for joining us today.
Thank you.